Good morning, Tom. I'm terrific on this beautiful day in Springfield. How you doing?
You picked a good day to travel, man.
Yeah, no, we're excited. Today's a great travel day. We're going to be in Adams County, Madison County, Williamson County, Crawford County, Champaign County. It's going to be a great day talking with the people of Illinois.
Well, I saw you on the bike on Sunday, and I thought maybe you just decided you were going to bike from each location
there. I'd love to do that. It takes a little longer that way, but that'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah, and I think the state police wouldn't probably like it either. So there's that. But you know what, Governor, in the time that I have known you, if there's a common denominator that gets undervalued, people want to talk about how much people have and how much money they have. But really, and it's the object of change. I mean, that has been – agent of change is really the moniker that needs to go below you. But the problem is the frustrating nature of change in other people. This is probably singularly, if you look at your body of work, the point, effecting change.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I'm doing this – you know, Tom, I'm a volunteer. I'm not taking any compensation. I've been blessed. I've worked hard. I didn't inherit any money, but I did well working for teachers and law enforcement officers and – public employees all around America, did great for them and made money in the process. And I believe, as a good book says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. So my wife and I built schools and libraries and churches and YMCA and Red Cross. But as I ran for governor because I love Illinois. This is home. Home deserves to be the best for our children and our grandchildren. And the political machine, the politicians, career politicians who've controlled Illinois for 40-plus years, have taken us in a bad direction. Job losses, high taxes, deficits, improperly funded schools, and cronyism and corruption. We have got to get power back to the people, and that's what I'm fighting to do every day. And the politicians, all they want to do is have more deficit spend and kick the can and tape over our problems with just a tax hike. Taping over the problems with a tax hike and more deficits won't fix our problems. We need to grow our economy, make more good-paying jobs around the state, all across the state of Illinois. That's the answer for a better life for all of our families.
When I spoke with State Representative David McSweeney, he started lining up the issue of how much we are spending and how much we are bringing in, and the disparity is large and cumulative.
Well, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, he and others have often said, well, let's balance the budget by, let's re-ramp the pensions. Let's be clear, re-ramping the pensions or deferring pension payments is not an answer. All that does is borrow money from the pensions at an effective interest rate of 7.5%. What we got to do is truly reform the pensions, protect all the state employees' benefits that have been accrued so far, but for future work, give them more options they can choose among and let them choose. Don't force anything. Let them choose different options. And many will choose the options that are more affordable and flexible, both for employees and the taxpayers, things like more defined contribution plan. That's the answer to get balanced budgets for the long term.
The House popped up with this $817 million last Friday. Two funds are being hit on this for social services. I had to do some homework with State Representative Brandon Phelps so I could identify these two funds, the Commitment to Human Services Fund and the Education Assistance Fund, one for social services, one for higher education, a total of $817 million. Looks like that's heading to your desk.
Well, you know what? I don't know about that, but you know what? That's another stopgap. That's another duct tape solution. All that'll do is delay a tax hike that will be huge. That we're not fixing the problem to make sure we don't have to raise taxes. We're not reducing spending. We're not reforming our pensions. We're not growing our economy so that the tax base is bigger so we don't have to raise tax rates. This is another duct tape solution done by these politicians in the Democrat majority. It's not the answer. These stopgap spending bills, all they do is delay the problem, cover it over, and don't fix it. We've got to fix the problem so that our children and grandchildren don't get stuck with massive tax bills, massive debt that we keep pushing on them every year. We got to stop the duct tape solutions.
You know, once upon a time, there was an author from Marion, I can't remember his name, he's the U.S. Air Force, and he wrote in his book, Managing Under Pressure, Management Under Leadership Under Fire, I believe was the name of it. He said that, you know, sometimes you have to learn how to fly the plane when the cockpit is full of smoke. The plane still has to be flown, and you know you're in trouble, and that is an analogy that I'm assuming you understand.
Well, very well. This is tremendously hard. You know, it's a lot of stress. I love Illinois. I love the people here. I love being out with them. and our system is so broken, and the change, the Democrat majority is so resistant to change that there's bad consequences, and people are being hurt, and it breaks my heart, and I'm so upset, and it's very stressful. But we have got to change. We can't just keep doing the same thing we've been doing for 40 years with massive job losses, tax hikes, deficits, unfunded pensions, and these stopgap spending bills, like the one you referenced that Brandon Phelps is apparently touting, is a massive mistake. All that does is cover over the problem for the short term. It doesn't fix anything, and it will force a big tax hike later, which is what many of the Democrats really want. That's a huge mistake.
A collective shudder went through Southern Illinois when recently SIU President Randy Dunn talked about the prospect that if something is not done and quickly in response to the budget, that $31 million is going to have to be cut from the budget. At SIU. Now, when you go into the economic multiplier in a community that's, you know, on the questionable edges when it comes to the economy, poverty, and all the things you're altogether familiar with, Governor, that comes out to $217 million in economic impact on a $31 million cut from SIU. That's one of the items that a lot of people in Jackson County are thinking about right now. What can be done for higher education in these dire straits right now?
Immediately, what we've got to do is get a balanced budget. That's the only way SIU can be healthy for the long term. We need a balanced budget right now. We've got to stop taping over the problems. We got to stop the deficit spending. We got to stop pushing employers out of the state. If we stay on the track we're on, SIU will never have the proper funding for the long term so they can be vibrant and strong and be a major economic engine for Southern Illinois like they've been for so many decades. We have been improperly funding our universities for years and years. It's not just a problem of the last year or two. We have some of the highest in-state tuition in America. We've had so many of our students going out of state. And this is not just the last 2 years. This has been going on for years and years. We have got to change. We need balanced budgets, and we need to grow our economy. That's the number one priority. The only way we're going to fund our schools, the only way we're going to fund our MAP grants, the only way we're going to fund our human services is if we're growing the economy, and the economy is growing as faster than our government spending, because right now the government spending is going through the roof and our economy is flatlined. We haven't created a net new job in 17 years, and that has hurt Southern Illinois. That has hurt Carbondale and Williamson County and all of Southern Illinois. It's hurt the entire state. We've got to change direction.
You know, a lot has said, Governor Bruce Rauner joining us this morning, about you, about J.D. Pritzker, about the amount of money that's used in the political campaign. And very often, I think that is a distraction. I think the issue and what you do with the money is the issue. Money is neutral until you choose to do one thing or another with it. And you know, you've got J.D. Pritzker. Well, you know, that way he can fund his own campaign and he can compete with Rauner. I mean, you've heard this rhetoric as well, but really isn't the issue. The issue is not money. The issue is what we do in coming up in change and seeing that change. And everybody in the room knows there's a problem. It's like the school formula. Everybody knows it's wrong and nobody does anything about it. Isn't that really the crux?
No, it really is, Tom. You know, money has some impact in politics. There's no question about it. But it's not the determining factor. It's not the most important thing in politics. What matters is the candidate running and the size of their heart, how much they care, and what they have done and will do. And, you know, it's nice if somebody inherited, billions of dollars or whatever. I didn't inherit a nickel. My grandparents lived in a double wide. And I've worked my fanny off, and I've done good, and I'm proud of it. But you know what? You can look around the country, and you can see the people who've run for office who were wealthy and lost. You can see the people who spent way more than their opponents and lost. This isn't about money. It's about who's going to change our system. In Illinois, the Democrats have controlled everything for decades. They have controlled our spending. They've controlled our economic policies. They've controlled what's gone on in Springfield for decades. More Democrat control will not fix our problems whatsoever. We've got to change the system. And I and my allies, the folks I'm standing up for, the working families, the small business owners, the school teachers around Illinois, have got to stand together and force change out of the Democrats who control the General Assembly.
You know, it's interesting, your visit today at ISIN, I very often see, because of the economic impact of SIU, biggest regional employer, you've got the hospitals, right, close first and second, depending on your nature of community, but you're going to ISIN today, an oasis of manufacturing international. I mean, yesterday they announced in Marion this ongoing sister city relationship with Connie Japan. You know, we're talking about this type of money coming from outside of Illinois, from outside of the United States and into Marion is literally an oasis of fresh money coming in to sustain our communities. This is what you've been talking about, having more of this brought to the state of Illinois, but we've got to do some things to make that happen. One of the items, my understanding is you want to talk about today, is workman's comp at ISIN.
Well, that's right. We're going to talk about the regulations that have pushed our job creators, our small business owners out of the state. We have crushing regulations that make them uncompetitive. We used to be the manufacturing heart of America. Manufacturing is still a critical base, foundation of the size of the Illinois economy, and manufacturing is a great source of good-paying jobs. And the tragedy is we have been losing in manufacturing for years. All the states around Illinois, everyone, Missouri and Indiana and Wisconsin, all the states have grown their manufacturing base by well over 100,000 jobs in recent years. And Illinois, in the last 17 years, we've lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. We are getting crushed. And there's no excuse for it other than bad politicians, the Democrats and their policies in the General Assembly. We should be kicking tails. We got the best workforce. We got the best location. We got the best transportation networks. We should be kicking tails. Manufacturing firms should be flocking to Southern Illinois and all around the state. And I've talked to them. They want to come. But our regulations, the different red tape and restrictions on workers' comp insurance and other issues are keeping them out and pushing them out. And until we change that, we won't create good-paying jobs in Illinois at the pace we need. We won't have rising family incomes, which is my number one goal. I want every family's income rising well and with a high quality of life for every family. That's what we got to change, and that's what we're fighting for with the General Assembly.
You know, and people say, oh, that's just rhetoric about losing the jobs. Ask those people that are going to lose the 800 jobs at Caterpillar.
Well, you know what? It's all over the state. It's everywhere. You can find the companies who are moving or leaving. We've got to change it.
All right. Governor Bruce Rauner. Governor, thank you so much for your time. ISIN this afternoon, I believe around 1 o'clock. I know you've got a lot of stops today.